This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of a junk coming out of here.
Robert Scott Bell. Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, back here at Autism One, the healing that we try to provide for you through the radio is still happening. And part of that is via giving you information so that you can make fully informed or better informed decisions, you know, this concept. And there are a couple of scientists that I've got with me now that have done really good work in revealing things that are not popular within certain segments of the pharmaceutical or vaccine industry, and they've been attacked viciously simply for revealing things in their scientific inquiry, revealing facts and reporting on them. I appreciate their integrity in this realm, and I'm glad to have them back on. It's been a while. Dr. Mark Geyer and your son David Geyer, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks.
Yeah, it's good to see you. Now, since we've last talked, of course, there's a lot of things, a lot of areas we can discuss, but I'm always interested in the latest findings, the latest uncoverings, and in the interest of full disclosure, as we've talked before, you guys support the concept of vaccination. I do in concept. I don't like the way it's being implemented because of the danger of injecting what they're injecting. I think it's good to stimulate an antibody to be produced. That's fine. There may be different ways to go about it. But your line of inquiry went into the mercury thing primarily, the danger of mercury and the revelations that you brought out that were not so comfortable for certain segments. Am I saying that right?
That's correct. Our main emphasis is the addition of thimerosal, which is a mercury preservative to vaccines, and its continued use. We're both for the intelligent use of clean vaccines.
Right, and that's obviously controversial because who's produced them yet, right? And you're asking, hey, can't we do this better?
Well, with what we're interested in, which is mercury-free, it can be produced because it is being produced. You can buy virtually every vaccine type known to man in a mercury-free form. We just don't do it. For example, our main problem is with the influenza vaccine, which is, according to U.S. government, been given to 90 million Americans with full-dose thimerosal. It can be produced without thimerosal because it is being produced without thimerosal. They just choose to use the one with thimerosal, and they give it to pregnant women and young children. And so you can't argue that, you know, you can't make this. We don't know how to make replacement. We know how to. We do make replacement. Let's use the better vaccine like many developed nations already do.
For what I'm seeing, though, the adverse event system is saying that these flu shots are like just ramping up in reporting specific to the flu shot, perhaps because the vast majority of them are being delivered with the full-on thimerosal.
Well, the other problem is that thimerosal's adverse effects are not immediate. If you give a shot and someone has an anaphylactic shock, you know, in the office, an honest physician is going to report that to the VAERS because it happened in the office. But if you give a mercury-containing vaccine and someone develops autism 5 years later, they're not likely to report it for the vaccine. It's not even the doctor who gave the shot may not even be aware of what happened. So, VAERS is useful in this area, but it's not the ultimate answer. There are better answers.
Sure, and we recognize some have posited that 90-95%, I don't know what the number is or percentage, are not even being reported because, as you said, many of the adverse events are delayed. They're not immediate in the office, so they may never be reported.
That's correct.
Yeah. So is there a safe level of mercury that can be injected into the body? Have you found that level?
Mercury at any level
is toxic. It's not like some compounds where you reach a level or a threshold below which it's safe. It's really just a question of numbers. And it's a very scary thing. It's like a curve, like a rocket ship taking off, meaning that in the beginning it's very slow, very small numbers, and as you go up higher and higher, just like in a rocket ship, more and more damage faster and faster.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we find in our studies that we've been exploring, that mercury is a dose-dependent poison.
So, but that being said, there is a guideline. The EPA and others produce guidelines, and the EPA one is relatively easy to interpret.
It's 0.1 micrograms of mercury per kilogram body weight per day. This is derived from a series of poisonings that occurred with methylmercury, a similar compound to the ethylmercury found in thimerosal. And the conversion between kilograms and pounds is the only difficult part. There are 2.2 pounds per kilogram. So if you take an average-sized pregnant woman now that's receiving an influenza vaccine, they would weigh 70 kilograms. That's about
150 pounds.
Yeah, 150 pounds or so. So they would be allowed 0.1 times 70, or 7 micrograms. If they get one flu shot, it contains 25 micrograms.
They're over the limit, and they're giving these things to kids.
Not well, much smaller.
Yeah.
And additionally, the limit isn't just from a vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get your flu shot and you're the hypothetical pregnant woman who's 70 kilos, you also ate a can of tuna. You also have silver fillings, which, of course, are not silver, they're mercury.
Mercury, yes.
You're also breathing the air, which contains mercury. Mm-hmm. You're way, way, way over the limit.
Yeah, yeah. And you said something earlier about the ability to make these vaccines without mercury, but my concern, some analyses have showed that even the quote-unquote, what they call mercury-free, the subcomponents may be preserved with the Marisol, but it's not added at the end, so there may be trace mercury even in those so-called mercury-free vaccines.
There are two kinds of so-called mercury-free vaccines. It turns out that the story that we were told as to why thimerosal is added to the vaccines is not exactly right. What we originally pictured and everybody pictures is you make the vaccine, and after you get ready to put it in the bottle, you add some thimerosal. That's very easy to fix. You don't add the thimerosal. And in fact, why should you complain if you're a drug company? Because it's not expensive, but you're saving some money. However, unfortunately, many of these old factories are very dirty, and they add thimerosal at each step as they go through because they don't use sterile technique. They use untrained people. They're not master's degree experts or something. And so actually, many of them have to actually take the mercury out to get down to the 25 limit. And by the way, they take it out by a chelation column. Everybody knows how you remove it. But so there's two things you can do. One is you cannot add it at the end, and or you can chelate it more, but when you chelate it more and you get it down to low levels, first it's almost impossible to get it to zero, and secondly, the more you chelate it, the more expensive it gets. So these are the groups that they say they reduce the mercury and it's traced. And incidentally, we had an agreement. We've made this had this passed in 7 states, and some of the states allow trace. And trace, I was actually asked as a consultant, what should we allow trace? And I said, let's ask the companies. So we sort of agreed that if it's less than 1 microgram, as opposed to the 25, we wouldn't say it's free, we wouldn't say it's safe, but that's trace.
Okay.
Now, the mercury-free, in order to make mercury-free, you need to build a new factory, a clean factory. And you have to have the correct equipment, and you have to have highly trained technicians. So there are some factories that are mercury-free. So that's the difference between free and trace. The understanding of this has intentionally been blurred, and the CDC loves to say that the influenza only has a trace amount, it's only 25, but we have a meaning for trace, we mean less than 1.
Less than 1, okay.
So it's not trace, and what they did is, by the way, in those factories that they weren't able to make completely free,
mm-hmm.
they simply send it to the third world or the developing world. So they have tons of it. They're not
right.
going to close the factories. These factories make lots of money, and they're made, some of them are fairly new, these poor factories, and they're made to last for 25 years, and they plan to use them in developing countries.
Dr. Mark Geyer, what is shocking in what you've just said, among many things, is that many people are under the impression that vaccines must be made in really super clean environments with controls and things. And you're saying that because they're not, and they know they're not, they're actually having to add mercury just to keep the thing from getting contaminated by, I don't know, some microbial overgrowth. But the contamination of the mercury could be worse. I don't know.
That's right.
And this is actually, they have contamination problems even with the mercury. A number of years back, for a flu vaccine, there was a company called Chiron, Chiron had a plant in England, and they were having terrible trouble with something called serratia, which is a kind of bacteria. It's not even a human pathogen, and it kept going up and up and up and up in their production, and they kept adding more and more thimerosal, and they couldn't kill it. And the amazing story is that our FDA went and inspected it and allowed those lots to be distributed. It took the English right. government to actually seize the lots, not allow them to come into the United States to protect us.
It saved our people. The English saved our people from the serratia infection, although it's not a human pathogen. It's really hard to treat.
Mm-hmm.
And these have very high levels of it.
The amazing thing is the final exception the company asked was there was a limit, and then they raised it with the FDA, and they raised it and raised it, and finally it became unlimited. They said we could have basically giving nothing but solid serratia is what the company asked, and our FDA said yes. That's okay.
Now, do you ever wake up and go, I can't believe, you know, what we're uncovering, and we're showing it and we're validating it, and yet they seemingly are, if they're moving at all, it's very slowly or maybe not at all in terms of the safety that you're urging.
My entire experience with this issue, which goes back now since to 2002 or something like that, although it's just that I wasn't aware of it before this, I wake up and I think I'm going to wake up from this nightmare. This is something that has been done to humanity. The estimate is they've damaged over 100 million, and we can go over how we got that estimate. It's a good one, and it's a conservative one. Over 100 million children, more people than have ever been damaged by anybody. And after being shown, and after having, there are a couple hundred at least papers, not all ours, believe me, virtually every major university in the world saying how dangerous it is, they deny the existence of the papers. They don't even exist to them. There are no papers. But you go to PubMed, which anybody can go to,
right.
and you type in the word, and up they come. I can't believe that they've continued to damage our children and our society when it's such an easy thing. We're not asking to get rid of the vaccines. We're not even asking to adjust the aluminum, which would be really difficult.
Yeah.
We're simply asking them to use the clean vaccines that they know how to make, and they refuse to do it, and they refuse to acknowledge the problem, even though they know the problem. We know they know the problem because we have their internal documents, which we got under Freedom of Information Act and through Congress, where they say they caused the autism epidemic.
Mm-hmm.
The U.S. Congress had a hearing for 3.5 years, and they said it was caused by the thimerosal, and that our public health was guilty of institutional malfeasance for covering it up, and they continue onward to do this, even though their own people are against it. You read memos where they want to come out clean, and of course now we have whistleblowers that have come out,
yes.
told you what they're doing, and they continue to do it, and they continue to brainwash the public, and they're very effective.
Incredible.
They don't know anything about vaccines, but they're very good at brainwashing the public. You know, thimerosal is absolutely safe because Andy Wakefield was wrong. Wait a minute.
What kind of argument is that?
Andy Wakefield was MMR. There's no thimerosal in MMR. Never was. What has that got to do with this issue?
All right, nothing. Stand by, guys. I'm here with Dr. Mark Geyer, David Geyer, great team. Grateful to them for all they've uncovered. We're going to uncover even more after this break right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll tell you how to find out more from them as well.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me carnivore as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostrow, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
So I just finished my AR-15 pistol kit that I got at guns80.com. And my wife says, no more guns. And then I call, and they tell me they have a Trump commemorative special. Their new improved lower, and it's a beauty. Now, professionally engraved on the side of every one of the new improved lowers is Trump, make America great again. That's right, Trump, make America great again. Right on the side of your brand new improved lower. Sorry, honey, I gotta have one. Guns80.com, the Trump special, ask for it. Guns80.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pat Matthews back again to talk about buysellmakeoffer.com. And this time, it's all about selling your stuff online. Here's my son Frank.
I just listed two video games I no longer play, Battlefield Bad Company and Gears of War, and I expect to get $10 each for them real soon.
And was it hard?
Nope. I just set up my free account that's good for 30 days and put them out there for everyone to see.
BuySellMakeOffer.com makes it so easy to sign up and list those things around the house that you no longer need, but somebody else always does. Start your free 30-day trial right now. And remember, there is never a listing fee with BuySellMakeOffer.com. Sell your video games, old vinyl records, furniture, cars, yes, even your home, and so much more. You can even use video and Skype to buy and sell. Join the revolution. Go to buysellmakeoffer.com right now. What are you waiting for?
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we're talking with Dr. Mark Geyer and David Geyer here at Autism One, and fascinating, you know, you feel like you're in a detective novel where you guys were the crime scene investigators. You've uncovered, you've actually pointed to the culprit, you know who it is, and that nobody else can see him. I mean, not nobody, but you know, the officials can't see him, because if they saw him, oh my gosh, what it would mean, who it might implicate as such. By the way, if you want to learn more, you can learn more at mercuryfreebaby.org. We have that linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, mercuryfreebaby.org. You mentioned the nightmare. Look at all the, you know, we've met through Autism One, these families, these children who have been injured. They're living this nightmare. This is not a fantasy. It's not unreal at all. It's very real for them. And I know that you look at it and just, again, you come back to that nightmare scenario and say, how can people, humans, not take cognizance of this and do something?
I cry. I took care of hundreds, maybe 1,000 autistic family. I'm not a good doctor for them. I can't keep my schedule. Instead of seeing everyone every half hour, I'm sitting there for 2 hours crying with these beautiful children that they've damaged. You do the lab and you can show they damaged them. You show they're high in mercury. And they continue to do it. And it's the cream of the crop. It's our very best people. It's males. It's males of highly educated people. And there's some genetic reasons why that is. And we just keep doing it. I just can't take looking at it. It's so horrible. It's one of the worst diseases possible. These children are not only
impacted, but they're the most unhappy children I've ever seen. They bang their head, they beat on the wall, they break their mother's arm, they break the walls. These are, you know, some people are, you have some kids that are brain damaged, but, you know, they're happy, they live a life. These kids, it's like they can't fit in their own skin. It's just a terrible thing to watch.
And we've actually recently published a paper that I think for the first time captured the size and magnitude of the problems. A lot of research in autism is focused on one specific problem, a GI problem, a sensory processing problem, seizures, whatever it is. In our new study, we assessed all of those at one time.
Mm-hmm.
And when we stood back and looked, nobody would believe it. When you see that, let's say, for example, GI problems, probably 40-50% of autistics have some kind of serious GI problem. I mean, that in and of itself is horrible, but at the same time, you look around, and as far as like behavioral disorders, it was over 80%. So you had half with GI, 80% that have behavioral problems, and the list just went on from there. Bedwetting, problems with eating, anxious, you know, anxiety kind of behaviors. These are all between 15-20% to over 80-90% of all autistics. And this is at the same time. I don't know of a disease that has that many problems all at the same time.
Mm. Coming back to the concept of cleaning this stuff up, greening them as well. I spoke, I don't know if you met with him yet, from, you know, Great Britain, Professor Chris Exley.
Yes.
Interesting guy. I liked him a lot. Again, has the integrity in science like you guys. You just find the facts. This is not about an agenda. You want to see something change. He's now concerned, obviously, that aluminum is not also all that safe, although we know mercury is extraordinarily toxic, not as much as known on aluminum, but he's uncovering it. And so we know that they've added the aluminum as an adjuvant to excite or cause a hyper response by the immune system so that an antigen antibody manifestation happens. Am I wrong to be concerned that it's just not enough to pull out the mercury? I'm not saying it's wrong. I want that out, obviously. You know what I'm saying?
The mercury is the elephant. There are many other problems in vaccines, some of which can be fixed easily, some of which cannot be fixed easily. And you start with the biggest one and the one that's easiest to fix. Aluminum is a problem. I don't think it's a main cause of autism, but it does cause autoimmune problems, and we've published on that before we did the mercury, in fact.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem with aluminum is this is harder to fix because you can remove the aluminum adjuvant, then you'd have to put in more antigen. Well, first, that makes it more expensive. Well, I think we can afford it. But in addition, you'd have to retest all the vaccines because how much adjuvant would you have to put in, how much antigen to replace the adjuvant?
Right.
It would take 10, 15, 20 years to recertify the vaccines without aluminum, and it should be done. Mercury is the big cause, the big problem, and there's nothing to do. All you have to do is do what you've already done. We agreed that you can either use an alternate preservative, 2-phenoxyethanol, and I was at the United Nations when the WHO officer addressed the United Nations African nations and said, well, these guys are saying use 2-phenoxyethanol. It's an experimental thing. We don't know how to use that. And as he went off the stage, I stopped him and I said, how can you say that? Half of your vaccines have already done it. And he said, you know that, and I know that. We can't tell them that. I mean, it's absurd. It's been used 50 years in millions of doses, and, of course, you don't need any preservative at all.
Stand by. I'm just enmeshed in conversation here with Dr. Mark Geyer and David Geyer. We're going to take a break. We're going to be back and go more in-depth on this issue, and I appreciate your willingness to discuss it like you do. I've enjoyed this, and we've got a lot more to do. So stick with us on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Coming right back with more Powerful Healing after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Pat Matthews back again to talk about BuySellMakeOffer.com. And this time, it's all about selling your stuff online. Here's my son Frank.
I just listed two video games I no longer play, Battlefield Bad Company and Gears of War, and I expect to get $10 each for them real soon.
And was it hard?
Nope. I just set up my free account that's good for 30 days and put them out there for everyone to see.
BuySellMakeOffer.com makes it so easy to sign up and list those things around the house that you no longer need, but somebody else always does. Start your free 30-day trial right now. And remember, there is never a listing fee with BuySellMakeOffer.com. Sell your video games, old vinyl records, furniture, cars, yes, even your home, and so much more. You can even use video and Skype to buy and sell. Join the revolution. Go to BuySellMakeOffer.com right now. What are you waiting for?
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Continuing now with our special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show, Autism One. Great interview here with Dr. Mark Geyer and David Geyer, and mercuryfreebaby.org is a link out. You can review more. Of course, we cover this issue fairly regularly, but I don't often get to talk with the Geyers about their research and what they've uncovered, and just always fascinated by this. We were talking a little bit about the aluminum thing as well, and Professor Exley was talking about the fact that they were testing for safety, using data based on the regular vaccine and the so-called placebo, but the so-called placebo had the aluminum adjuvant in it. And I'm thinking, explain to me. I mean, I'm not a research scientist. I respect what you guys do, but that doesn't sound like a real placebo to me.
No, it's absolutely not a real placebo. And my father and I have even gone further. We ran into this a very long time ago, way back in 2000, 2001, 2 time period. We ran into it because there was a vaccine for Lyme disease. So probably your listeners have heard about that disease. There was actually a vaccine to prevent that called Limerix.
Mm-hmm.
And there was litigation against the pharmaceutical company, and we started reading their clinical trials. And after reading them for a while, we were looking around. The placebo group had 80 and 90% of the people in the placebo group have problems, fatigue, muscle ache, joint pains, all of these things going on. And we're like, whoa, I mean, what kind of a placebo is this?
Uh-huh.
And what we found out is that they were using aluminum in the placebo. So what they were doing was, in the placebo group, you make everybody kind of sick, not feel well from the aluminum, and then you add the vaccine on top of that. And gee whiz, if 80% of the placebo people have problems, and let's say 90% in the vaccinated group, the risk is only 1.1. It's a 10% effect, teeny tiny. Whereas, and we showed this in the litigation, if you use a genuine placebo group, maybe you'd have, let's say, 10%. So it would be 90 versus 10. That's a 9-fold increased risk. It's not that it balances out. This is a quirk or a trick of math.
Mm-hmm.
That if you have a whole lot in one and you add a little bit more in another, you're not seeing the true effect.
So we see corruption of science. Can we say that?
Yes.
It's certainly corruption. And people who take the vaccine, what they're really measuring is the additional reactivity of the antigen. But people who take the vaccine want to know how many adverse effects there are. They don't care which part of the vaccine did it, and they're hiding it. It's just a standard thing. They even hide it more. Sometimes they won't use the placebo of the aluminum. They'll use the placebo of a vaccine that contains the aluminum and the antigen, and they have a different antigen. I mean, this is not, you know, so it doesn't make you any more sick than that one, or much more sick than that one. This is complete farce.
Yeah.
And the vaccine industry now has become completely the wild, wild west. And the reason is there's a ruling in
Bruzewicz
from the U.S. Supreme Court that you cannot sue the pharmaceutical company that makes vaccines, even if they make it wrong, even if they intentionally make it wrong. I didn't say they intentionally made it wrong, but even if they did, you can't sue them. Even if it doesn't work, you can't sue them. So if you're the company, now you can do anything you want. In addition, there's a move, of course, to require everybody to take the vaccine. So you've got a vaccine that has no control. You can't do anything about it if it's wrong. You're being forced to take it. And you know what else? There's no price control. You know, usually when we have to use the electric company, there's a board that, you know, watches the... They can charge anything they want, and you have to take it. And by the way, if they don't use up all their vaccine, the government buys what's left over. What a crock!
Yeah, well, listen, if you could go into business like that, you wouldn't have to show up for work. I mean, it's all done for you. It's extraordinary. And, you know, is there incentive to get cleaner? Absolutely not. Is there incentive to have safer? Well, no. There's no liability to the company. What's the point? We got all of our stocks purchased no matter what we do, and we're getting more of it put on the schedule because do we have ownership or some level of control via economic influence of those that work at institutions like CDC? I mean, how was it for you when you witnessed Julie Gerberding leave the CDC after many years and work for Merck's vaccine division? I mean, any alarm bells go off for you?
That looks very bad, but you know, the way the FDA, it's the FDA that approves the vaccines, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's the way the FDA works is they get paid by the guy who's applying if they approve it. I mean, that's not an arrangement. That's what Congress provided. So the more they approve, the more money they get.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they might have a slight tendency to want to approve things that
right.
way. So. Go ahead.
I was going to say, at the CDC, the measure of success is how much vaccine uptake occurs. The more vaccines that are given every year, the more their funding increases. So you have the FDA licensing based on how much money they get from the drug company. Then the CDC, that's supposed to be studying and working on vaccines, is being paid by how many are given.
Right.
Look at the situation. More vaccines every year, more.
And they see the CDC sees their role from Congress of increasing vaccine uptake, which is what Congress wrote. And they see that to do that, they have to get rid of any negative words or any improvements. Nothing can be wrong. And if anybody makes such a comment, then the people must be crazy and they need to be destroyed. We had memos where the people in the CDC looked at our work. They said the Geyer's work is right. We have to hide this and we have to destroy them. because they will harm the vaccine program. I'm not against the vaccine program, but I don't think you can lie about it.
Right. Well, which is the point of integrity, the difference with what you guys have done, because you know, being let's say a supporter of the concept or the implementation of the vaccines, yet you uncover something that says there's a problem here. And I think as a scientist, you would be obligated, based on what you're to do, reveal the facts as you've done. And then the expectation would be, okay, let's do something about this, or let's find out if it's duplicatable, and if not, then there's a problem. But if it is, well, it would be a standard course of action to say, we've got to do something. But the opposite has happened, as you've just described. They must attack, ridicule, marginalize. You're not the only ones that have been attacked. We've talked to many over the years here. And, you know, I've even talked to heads of the medical journals. I remember interviewing Dr. Marcia Angel. She was the head of the Journal of the Medical Association, or was it New England Journal now? I can't remember at this point. Early 2000s, before she's passed away since. And she was the one that was quoted as saying, we really can't.
Your guess is being paid good the situation.
Right.
Vaccines every year. More vaccines. More.
And they use their role. The CDC increasing back from Congress, which is what Congress seen uptake. And they see throughout that they have to get rid of or any improvement. Negative words can be wrong. And
I love science, even though I'm not technically a research science. I very much appreciate that line of inquiry that is not conflicted and not suppressible in the way that you've experienced. I don't even have a question for you, but I'm just saying, what can we do to correct this at this point?
Well, there's another shock.
Let me say something about the journals, which is that it's become such a big industry about the publications. The professionals or the people that are working for like industry, they do a study and then they turn it over to people that are professional writers. This has become a thing where you can go on the internet and hire professional writing services who say they will take your data, write it up as a paper, put names of people, they'll sell their names to the study, and they guarantee.
But the opposite is how to do something. Describe what happened as you've just ridiculed. They must attackalize. You're not the only margin have been attacked. We've only ones that were over the talk to many and years here. You know, the medical journal heads of interviewing doctors. I remember she was Dr. Marcia Angel, Journal of the Medical, the head of the journal, or was it New England Medical Association? I remember at this point in the journal now, Calzins before she went, early 2000s. She's passed away. Was quoted as saying, and she was the one that we really can't
forget. The situation is being paid scenes every year.
Right.
More. More vaccines.
See, there's
more.
Is their role. And they increasing vaccine. The CDC, which is what Congress, from Congress, and they see seen uptake. That they have to throw. Of any that to do or any improvement, get rid of can be wrong. And if negative words,
even though I'm not tech, I love science. I very much particularly a research side of inquiry. Appreciate that line. Afflicted. That is not and not will, in the way that you've suppressible. I have a question for you. I'm just saying, I'll correct this. What can we do?
There's another
at this point.
Well, let me say something. The journal. Think about
go ahead, David.
That, which is such a. It's become industry big publications about the public. The people that are in nationals or the people for like work, they industry study and then they do it over to turn it over. Professional rival that are has become a thing. The internet and where you can go on the professional hire who say they will writing services. Write it, take your data, put it up as a paper. They'll sell names of people through the study, their names.
But the opposite is,
and they guarantee.
Describe. Got to do something. Really, Captain, as you've just analyzed, you're not the only. They must attack, been attacked with tool margin over the only ones that have and talked to many, you know, years here. Been talked to the medical journals. I've even been interviewing doctor heads of she was I remember Journal of the Medical of Marcia Angel Station, or was it New England, the head of the journal? I can't remember at this point. Medical Association thousands before she's in the journal now. I can't wait since early 2000s was quoted as saying she's passed away. We really can't
forget.
And she was the one that
good the situation. We scenes every year. This is being paid more. Given
right.
They see their
mission. More vaccines.
Their role.
More.
Increasing vaccine. And they, which is what Congress, the CDC, and they see from Congress that they have to see an uptake of any throat or any improvement that to do that can be wrong. And if get rid of,
even though I'm not tech, negative words. I very much, I love science of inquiry, particularly a research science. Afflicted. Appreciate that line. Not that is not in the way that you've, and not will, I don't, I'm depressible. I have a question for experience. I don't even have to correct this at you, but I'm just saying,
there's another,
what can we do to,
let me say something.
At this point.
Well, the journal. Let me, that. Think about
go ahead, David.
Such a which is industry. It's become locations big professory about the people that are in the looking for like internationals or the people they work study, and then the industry over to people. Do a sessional right, turn it over, it become a thing people that are internet and writers. Professional right where you can go on these who say they will hire for writing services or put take your data, they'll sell it up as a pay through the study, names of people,
but the opposite is
their names
described.
And they guarantee
really got to do something. Realize you're not the only happen as you've just been attacked with, they must attack over the tool margin and only ones that will, you know, it talked to many open talk to years here the medical journal for interviewing Dr. Ivy, she was the heads of Journal of the Medical I remember, or was it New England, Marcia Angel? I can't remember at this point. The head of the thousands before Medical Association in the journal now. She was quoted as saying, early 2000s, you really can't
forget.
She's passed away.
Look at the situation.
And she was the one that
seems every year, more. This is being paid.
They see they're
given.
Right.
Look,
he's their role.
More vaccine.
Increasing vaccine.
More.
Which is what Congress, and they see the CDC said they have to, from Congress, of any seen uptake or any improved growth. It can be wrong. And if that, to do this, even though I'm not tech, get rid of it. I very much have negative words of inquiry. I love science inflicted. Particularly a research science. Not appreciate that line in the way that you've, that is not, a question for it. Suppressible. Experience. I correct this. I don't even have. There's another view, but I'm just saying.
Let me say something.
What can we do to
the journal
at this point?
Well,
that.
Let me. Such a thing
about. Go ahead, David.
Industries, which is locations, it's become perfect. Big people that are in the about the public for like in the they professionals or the study, and then they work over to industry professional right. Do is to become a thing. Turn it over the internet and people that are professional writers who say they will. Where you can go on the write it hire for put writing services. They'll sell. Take your data through the study. It up as a pay.
But the opposite is
names of people
described.
Their names
ridicule
and they guarantee
you're not the only. Got to do something. They've been attacked. We've happened as you've just heard over the. They must attack and will margin. You know it. Only ones that will talk to many of the medical journals years here for interviewing Dr. She was.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's BEESPA.com. That's BEESPA.com.
Pat Matthews back again to talk about buysellmakeoffer.com. And this time, it's all about selling your stuff online. Here's my son Frank.
I just listed two video games I no longer play. Battlefield Bad Company and Gears of War, and I expect to get $10 each for them real soon.
And was it hard?
Nope. I just set up my free account that's good for 30 days and put them out there for everyone to see.
BuySellMakeOffer.com makes it so easy to sign up and list those things around the house that you no longer need, but somebody else always does. Start your free 30-day trial right now. And remember, there is never a listing fee with BuySellMakeOffer.com. Sell your video games, old vinyl records, furniture, cars,
Yes, even your home, and so much more. You can even use video and Skype to buy and sell. Join the revolution. Go to buysellmakeoffer.com right now. What are you waiting for?
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
What is that moment where you say, but wait, it gets worse? Here we've been talking about, how could it be worse, Dr. Mark Geyer? How could it be worse?
You seem to think that they're paid off by getting a job afterwards. They're paid off while they work for us. Mm-hmm. An example is Robert Chen, who is a very important person in controlling vaccine reactions. He worked for the Brighton Collaboration. While he works for us, he gets over $100,000 a year for his Brighton Collaboration. So do many others, and from multiple places. So they're actually being paid while they're working, not just after they work, right?
And there is the systemic foundation. It's called the CDC Foundation, which sponsors research at CDC, government officials at CDC, and it's funded by large pharmaceutical vaccine interests. So it's a direct conduit industry that's being regulated, is directly funding the regulators.
We call it incestuous on some level. Now, you know, I've often called, somewhat tongue-in-cheek, but somewhat not, for a separation of medicine and state, right? Because, you know, it's become a more religious fervor and belief system rather than real scientific inquiry, and let's find out what happens and let's modify accordingly. How do you see, is there some people say, well, it's the corporate interest, but you know, we see the corruption in government, and humans are corruptible. So is there a fail-safe mechanism? Does it exist?
I think my take on that is that we have to become, I guess, less government-oriented, that the best answer is probably some kind of let the market dictate where things go. And I know people sometimes make very foolish decisions. We all know that. But you have to let people make choices, good, bad, and different, and let the market bear where it goes.
And we need transparency. The data on which anything is based, any study, is supposed to be available to everybody. By the way, we request the government data every time they come up with one of these. They won't give us the data, even though the rules are they have to give us the data. They should not be allowed to publish. They should lose their publication rights if they don't give you the data to look at it to see if you agree. Maybe we'll agree.
And that's sort of the market interest in science. In science, it's the data. It's the analysis of the data. Mm-hmm. We all have to be open and transparent, which means that the data has to be public, not I have the data, you can't see it. If you could see what I saw, you know, there's no effect or whatever it is. Mm-hmm.
David, what you said about letting the market decide, I appreciate that very much. But some people would argue, well, if you don't mandate the vaccine, no one will take it. But, you know, from a market perspective, even with all the attempts to eliminate all the exemptions, you're still up at 90%, 95%, 96%, depending on where you are. I would rather, again, I'm a free market guy too, I want to assess the situation. Maybe I screw up and make a bad mistake, but I would rather be able to do that than have the government protect me to harm. And this is what we're saying. We're being protected into harm instead of being protected into protection.
You have no rights at all if you don't have rights to your own body as to what gets shot into your body. But cannot allow this to happen.
Just think of the analogy. 100 years ago, the car was coming into existence. So what, the government was needed to mandate that we all buy a car because it was so wonderful? No. Over the ensuing decades, they were wonderful and terrific and got better and better, and we bought hundreds of millions of cars.
So you have confidence that if there were really a free market for medicine and vaccines, that more people than not would choose them?
Assuming they were good and safe.
Assuming they work, right, and all of that. And I'm assuming, as I said as well, people would assess it and they would gravitate. You would have to, you know, there'd be long lines if it were that great and no danger or limited minimal, and they could weigh it out. Right now, that's not happening. And I really do appreciate you two guys. I hope you know that. The work you've done is extraordinary, and you've always been great when we've interacted on so many levels here over the years. And I do hope we'll stay in touch, because the work you're doing needs to continue, and your assessment is so valuable to my community out here and listening to this show, as well as to this community here at Autism One.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, you got it. And, you know, we're almost wrapped up here. Another great episode. Dr. Mark Geyer, David Geyer, his son, and, of course, we have it linked up at robertscottbell.com. Go to mercuryfreebaby.org. Learn more. There's so much written about you guys, but if anybody says anything bad about you, I'll have a word with them. Because, like I said, you guys are good guys. You really are, and doing the right thing, and it's greatly appreciated and well-respected. So, everybody check it out. There's lots more healing to go. We're here 6 days a week, 2 hours a day. You can hear us through Natural News Radio, GCN, our syndicator, iTunes, Stitcher Podcast, TuneIn, Epic Times, heard around the world as well on UK Health Radio as well. So tell your friends, this is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty, honest, open discussion and debate about these issues. And we welcome your input as well. You can give us a call on or off the air at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, or go to robertscottbell.com, leave a message. Dr. Mark Geyer, David Geyer, thank you again so much.
Thank you for having us.
Reminding you, the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.